After 30 years, Earth Day has finally become the global event that organizers always hoped it would be. Hundreds of millions of people in 181 countries are expected to participate. That's a lot of partying. In the United States, the flagship event is going to be a huge gathering on the Mall in Washington, D.C. A solar-powered stage will host such notable celebrities as Leonardo DiCaprio and Earth Day founder Dennis Hayes. Along with the stage events, Earth Fair 2000 will have hundreds of exhibits geared towards creating a sustainable society. It sounds great until you look at some of the exhibitors. Sure, there's renewable energy and organic farming, but the Department of Transportation, the U.S. Army, and the American Gas Association are going to be there, too. There's also Honeywell and the Propane Education and Research Company, just to name a few. Each of these exhibitors have huge environmental impacts. It's great that they want to be part of Earth Day, but I worry that having them there is sending the wrong message. Protecting the Earth is as much about what we don't do as what we do. Overconsumption is what got us here in the first place. We've got choking smog, global warming, and species dying off at an unprecedented rate, all because we're using too many of the planet's resources. Our entire economic system is based on the perpetual cycle of increased consumption. It's our gift to the planet. No matter what the occasion, we celebrate by buying stuff. Isn't it ironic that this year's Earth Day falls on the Easter weekend? What on earth does a bunny dropping chocolate eggs have to do with the resurrection of Christ? Just about as much as the American Gas Association has with saving the planet. So while I think that it's incredible that 500 million people will be celebrating Earth Day this year, I think maybe I'll skip the party.